This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hey, welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, Matt Cotrillo's over in the newsroom. He's watching traffic. He says no surprises so far. Some folks are hung up at some of the stop signs in Northumberland and up in Danville, Route 11. Northbound's already starting to slow in front of the middle school. And Route 54 westbound, that starts at about 6:30 anymore, but they have a long line of folks trying to get into Riverside. But those are the longest lines around here. In the studio, Chris Reese is back. He's one of the board members of Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. He's one of the good volunteers that make sure that things happen on SRI, so SRI's good mission gets carried out in our community. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming up. Famous State Farm agent, too, because of that Front Street location in the truck with your bigger-than-life-size picture of you on it, right?
Yeah, can't miss me. We did just move to Race Street, so we're not on Front anymore.
Oh, you did move. What's the number on Race?
132, just off of Front now.
Okay, well, good. Well, please make a note of it, folks, so you can go visit him. And just look for the truck. Are you going to park it on Race Street, I hope?
Yeah, right out on North River Ave. Can't miss it.
Okay, well, good. That's the important thing. But that's the landmark of Sunbury, so we need that. And Renee Albertson is here, one of the key volunteers that makes sure that the Brew Fest or the, let's see, what is it? Brews on Lake Augusta Wine and Brew Festival. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your help in making sure that this happens. It's a big fundraiser. I always think of tens of thousands of dollars comes in because of this, and so that's a good aspect that really helps SRI do their mission. Well, we'll start with Chris. Introduce us to the Brews on Lake Augusta, please.
Yeah, so we're in our seventh year now, and this is the second year that we've merged it with the Booze and Brews Fest, and we have over 25 breweries, wineries, distilleries, meaderies, along with a bunch of local craft vendors. Musicians will be there. This year we've got mobile axe throwing coming out for people to do there, and a lot of different food choices for the day. So this has obviously been going on a long time, and we've seen a steady growth as the event's been becoming more and more popular. And this year I think will be the same. And it's just, I mean, the weather's looking perfect. I think it's going to be a real great day for people to come out and enjoy that riverfront. It's kind of underutilized out there, and this gives an opportunity to be right along the river and, you know, see what we have to offer down there.
Are you going to be okay with sunshine and very warm, high 83?
That would be wonderful.
I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a perfect day to be out and have try lots of different, we have lots of different beers. We have wine. We have distilleries. We have a little bit of everything for people to come out and try.
Meaderies.
We do have a meadery this year.
Individuals who make mead?
Yes.
Which is from honey?
Yes. It's like a honey wine. So if you like wine or you like something that's a little bit sweeter, a meadery might be something you would want to try. And that's the really cool thing about a brew fest is that people have an opportunity to go out and try something before they might buy it. A lot of times people will say, well, what do you get? You know, what do you get with your ticket? And you get your free tasting glass, and then you have an opportunity to try 30 or 40 different kinds of beers or alcohols that day. You can go and try multiple different things at each tent. So it's a really cool opportunity.
And you work with the Hill Neighborhood Council?
I do, yes. I'm the vice president of the Hill Neighborhood Council.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's an important part of your title because Hill Neighborhood's moving forward and there's a lot going on. And they have a kind of arm's length, clenched hand relationship with SRI. You love working hard with them, but at the same time, you do have a tremendous amount of autonomy, which you enjoy, and that's kind of a good thing. So the Booze and Brews Festival was your idea around Halloween, or not you in particular, although maybe it was.
Kind of.
Well, it was. Okay.
Yeah, Natalie and I worked really closely together on that.
And Booze as in B-O-O, maybe apostrophe S, not Booze as in, you know, drinking liquor or something, but the Booze and Brews. So that kind of went away and you blended it together.
It did, right. So last year, we just kind of decided that it would be better to have one big festival versus having a really kind of very small festival and then a bigger festival down on the river. It made getting brewers, you know, wanting to come to town, it made that a whole lot easier for us. So one of the things that we were able to do is kind of combine forces and really make this festival really big and awesome, and to bring a lot of people into Sunbury. And that's really our mission.
All right. And assume it's any of my business, but then what, do you split the money or something like that?
Yeah. There's a split. I mean, Hills right part of SRI. You know, they follow right in that mission of SRI. And so, you know, there's a good way to get back to the Hill neighborhood along with giving to SRI as well.
Right, $35 tickets are for sale already, and you should get them now, because if you don't get them by the weekend, by the time the festival comes up, they're $40.
Yep, correct. So they're $40 at the door.
All right, so you want to do that before that happens. Yeah, I've been to one or two of the brew festivals, and it is just gorgeous down there by the river. Of course, now the river's so low, you can walk halfway to Shamokin Dam on the riverbank, but that's another topic. Some of the other accoutrements of this, one of which is a shuttle. Tell us about that.
Well, Chris really probably is the person to talk about the shuttle.
Yeah, so we have a free shuttle, complements of Susquehanna Valley Limousine and UPMC. It's going to run through and pick up in Norrie. We've been told that the best place still to pick up is at King in front at Norrie. So they're still going to drive down there along King Street Park and pick up. It's also going to start out in Lewisburg at Wise Markets. And then because of the construction, it's going to loop around into Sealands Grove. And Marzoni's has been nice enough to allow us to have a shuttle stop there. So in Sealands Grove, it's going to pick up at Marzoni's and then drop off. And then after the festival, so people can get home safely, it's going to do one stop downtown. So if people want to go downtown Sunbury and enjoy, you know, the local bars that we have downtown after the event, they can do that. And then it's going to do a loop right back around to Norrie, Lewisburg, and then back to Sealands Grove. So definitely a good way for people to avoid drinking and driving, and, you know, hop on that free shuttle.
All right. So, and yeah, you're trying to keep that in mind. Designated drivers get a special welcome at this?
Yeah, they can get in at a cheaper rate. It's only $10. Those tickets are only available at the door. We've had a couple people asking about those. Just, you know, we appreciate people that are willing to do that with their groups. So yeah, only $10 to get in. You still can enjoy all the music and everything in there for that price.
All right, yeah, I know. And some of the beverages are non-alcoholic. I know that to be true, so you can take advantage of that. Parking, anytime you're at the riverfront, you can park in the municipal lots in Sunbury. There's one by Kohl's Hardware, and another one is at the rear of the Sunbury Municipal Building, and then there's some more farther down the street. Plus, you can gum up the parking spaces on Chestnut Street, but the residents don't always love you when you do that. But that's another topic. Should I bring anything to this, a bag or a glass or anything? I know you give away a glass.
You really don't need anything. What we're telling people is we do have vendors available. So if you want to bring, you know, cash, or if you feel more comfortable using a card, you know, there will be food vendors, there will be crafters. There's lots of really cool stuff to look at. And one of the things that we do that's kind of exclusive to us is that we limit our vendors to only be related to wine and alcohol and things of that nature. So if you're really into beer t-shirts, or you're really into, you know, wine swag or something like that, you probably could find something you would really like there.
Okay, so that kind of stuff. Any crafts or food or any craft, that kind of people, they're craft vendors?
Yeah, so the craft vendors are mostly, you know, they're exclusively, they have something to do with alcohol, wine, beer, something of that nature.
Okay. And food vendors, have you named the name of the folks?
We have not. Are we good to just run a list quick?
Yeah, we put them out on Facebook, so we can go ahead and definitely
right,
the full
so
list.
So we have, for food, we have Italian Terrace will be there. Dippity Doo will be there. I think they do like dips and things of that nature. Wagner's Wasted Whoopies, which is alcohol-infused whoopie pies. We're going to have Papio Peppers. Let me see here. When Pigs Fly, the Sunbury Moose. Am I missing somebody?
Big Mambo's will be there as well.
Oh, Big Mambo's. Rougarou Jerky. And Caribbean cuisine.
It's practically a food festival.
Yeah, so it's a lot of food. It's a lot of food. And even more alcohol. So
maybe you should call it the Wine and Food Festival.
Yeah, the nice thing too about the food is we make sure that none of the food vendors overlap, so everybody offers something different. Nobody's going to offer the same thing, so no matter which one you try, you can know you can try something different at each place.
Okay.
Oh, and Real Taste Food Truck, we have to talk about them, because they'll be there, and honestly, their tacos are probably the best thing I've ever eaten.
So there's an endorsement. We start out with a first place to go already. All right, well, fabulous. There'll be great live music there. Kinsey and Runaway Stroller are just super local bands, and people should be used to them by now. They're fairly well known around here. Well, we have just a minute left. We've talked about the fact that this is a fundraiser for the Hill Neighborhood Project and or the Hill Neighborhood Council and the Hill Neighborhood Group and SRI. Real quick, a thumbnail sketch of SRI's mission so folks are clear why we're helping.
Yeah, so SRI, I mean, obviously wants to foster community within Sunbury, and they want to help, obviously, revitalize Sunbury. So, you know, the events like this help do that. They help that mission, and this event will feed a lot of the things that SRI does. You know, we have the Small Business Assistance Award. We have Late Night Shoppers. We have River Festival. We have our Movies on the River, which last night was a movie a night. Just a lot of those local programs that help bring people to the area, help keep people in the area, and then help our downtown and surrounding businesses kind of, you know, help them bring customers in the door, get them downtown walking. So this event is just one big way that we can continue doing those kinds of things. So, you know, everyone that comes out, we really appreciate that, and it helps us keep going.
All right, SunburyRevitalization.org, if folks want to find out more about that. The Hill Neighborhood Project, explain the mission there real quick.
Well, we're really just about infusing good into our community, helping your neighbors. We really think it's important that people come out of their houses, out of their own backyards, and that they socialize and communicate with their neighbors. You know, a lot of people are just on social media, or they're watching TV, or they're not communicating, and we just think it's really important to get out and know your neighbors, and get to know people in your community, and offer to help them, you know, because a lot of times your neighbor's going through something and you don't really know what's going on with them. So we're just all about infusing good into our community and the town. And some of the stuff that we do some of the painting downtown. We
flags.
Organize all of the Boy Scout troops, and lots of the school groups come. So we do the Christmas painting. We do... We used to do a tree lighting. I'm not sure where we're going with that because our office has changed locations. But we just really believe in partnership and working to make our community a great place.
Well, I just think you're doing a super job, and everybody knows about the Hill Neighborhood Group and what it's doing for Sunbury. So please accept thanks for that. Renee Albertson is Vice President of the Hill Neighborhood Council, and she's the Brewery Winery Subcommittee Chair for Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated on the Brews on Lake Augusta Wine and Brew Festival Group. And Chris Reese is here, of course, the famous State Farm agent. Renee, what do you do? I might as well point that out.
I work for the Chicklamy School District.
Oh, do you? Okay,
yes.
Super. All right. Well, anyway, Chris is a State Farm agent. 132 Race Street, right?
That's
okay,
it.
Good. Big change in location there. And he's an SRI board member and chair of the Brews on Lake Augusta Wine and Brew Festival. I'm going to say Facebook is the best place to find the most current information, because that's where we know that the food vendors are listed now and everybody's there. Eventbrite.com to get your tickets. Well, good luck. Have a blast this week, and thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks
thank
for having
you.
Us. We really appreciate it.